while you've been out, while you've been at work, while you've been taking care of stuff, we've compiled a composite of the latest and biggest stories of the day to help you get caught up. This is 830 News on the go.
With the Wednesday 830 on the go, I'm Taylor Rivera. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara has resigned. We now know the name of St. Paul's fifth homicide victim of the year. And the Minnesota DNR is announcing the launch of its new electronic licensing system. But first, Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey last night announcing that Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara chose to resign rather than face disciplinary action for interfering with an investigation into his conduct.
This is not about being intolerant of mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes, including me. But what I can't allow is a breach of trust. When you serve as chief of the Minneapolis Police Department, trust is not secondary to the job, it is the job.
O'Hara had been investigated for alleged sexual relationships with city employees. Frey says those claims were never substantiated, but that O'Hara tried to shield investigators from evidence and discuss the investigation with another city employee, despite being told to keep quiet. The reaction was swift from the mayor and Chief O'Hara's critics on the city council. President Elliot Payne calling Frey's renomination of O'Hara just weeks ago a, quote, massive error in judgment. Minneapolis City Council member Robin Wansley this morning questioning the overall leadership of Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
We need to reevaluate what's going on with this department. There's been a culture festering of just permissive will and the allowance of MPD to just overspend their budgets time and time again while not making our community safer by failing our residents time and time again.
Wansley on the WCCO Morning News this morning. Minneapolis City Council member Michael Rainville also chiming in, saying Mayor Jacob Frey acted swiftly when it came to disciplining O'Hara.
He did what he could do. In America, we have a thing called due process. Accusations mean nothing, but proof is everything. And as soon as the proof got there, the mayor made a decisive move. And I'm shocked, but that does not take one thing away from the great men and women of the Minneapolis Police Department.
And more reaction this morning from WCCO radio political analyst Blois Olson, who says there was some prior knowledge of the ongoing investigations into O'Hara.
Mayor Frey should not waste an ounce of political capital in reappointing him if there's any chance it's true. I think that the mayor threaded the needle pretty tight on this one. His decisiveness in saying there was going to be discipline, I think, was there. I also think there's more that's going to come out.
Assistant Chief Katie Blackwell will now serve as the acting police chief. A shooting at a prayer service in Shakopee has left one person injured. Police say they were called to a weapons complaint at the Canterbury Park Expo Center, where a prayer service for Eid al-Adha, a Muslim holiday, was taking place. When they arrived, they found a 26-year-old man with multiple gunshot wounds. Police have not said if the shots were fired inside the expo. The man was taken to Hennepin Healthcare, but his condition is not known at this time. Police say they are actively working to identify the individuals involved, but no arrests have been made. We now know the name of St. Paul's fifth homicide victim of the year. The Ramsey County Medical Examiner's Office has identified the victim as 44-year-old Gabriel Perez of St. Paul. Perez was a barber and a local artist. A vigil was held in his honor overnight. Investigators say he was found late Monday morning between railroad tracks on the 1400 block of Case Avenue. They say Perez was suffering from injuries caused by an edged weapon and was pronounced dead at the scene. No arrests have been made. A $170 million road reconstruction project on Highway 65 breaks ground today in Blaine. MnDOT says several dangerous intersections will be eliminated to improve safety, mobility, and traffic flow. Construction is expected to continue through 2030. The Minnesota DNR is announcing the launch of its new modernized electronic licensing system. State officials are debuting the new system on June 9th to make getting hunting and angling licenses easier, offering a digital option alongside traditional in-person paper options. The DNR's Kelly Straka.
One of our primary goals is to make sure that it's easier for Minnesotans across the state to connect to the outdoors. If you want to buy your license on your smartphone, or if you just want to do it online, we'll be able to basically meet those needs.
She says while this initial rollout focuses on hunter and anglers, they're preparing to transition more than 400 total permit and license products to the platform by the end of the year. Finally, Taste of Minnesota organizers say they're expanding the event's lineup of attractions this year. The festival is broadening its 2026 entertainment by collaborating with local arts groups to bring live circus showcases, interactive dance classes, and even an on-site pet adoption event to the park. Festival producer Jesse Storovich.
Inclusive programming that is free and accessible to families is super important here at the Taste of Minnesota. We have three different local groups that are programming the entire park just across the street from Four Seasons off of Nicollet Mall.
She says these new family-friendly offerings will run alongside a fresh secondary music lineup dedicated entirely to rising regional performers, including kids groups School of Rock. The two-day community celebration kicks off Friday, July 3rd. Thanks for listening to WCCO's 830 On The Go. You can find each day's On The Go and all of our podcasts at WCCORadio.com or by downloading the Odyssey app. I'm Taylor Rivera, News Talk 830, WCCO.